Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And here's more of Trump's phone call that makes me love him even more. Doesn't discredit him, quite the opposite.
The current margin is only 11,779. Brad, I think you agree with that, right? That's something I think everyone, at least that's the number that everyone agrees on. But that's the difference in the votes. But we've had hundreds of thousands of ballots that we're able to actually, we'll get you a pretty accurate number. You don't need much of a number because the number that in theory I lost by the margin would be 11,779. But you also have substantial numbers of people, thousands and thousands, who went to the voting place on November 3rd, were told they couldn't vote. We're told they couldn't vote because a ballot had been put in on their name. And, you know, that's very, 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 very sad. We had, I believe it's about 4,502 voters who voted, but who weren't on the voter registration list. So it's 4,502 who voted, but they were not on the voter registration roll, which they had to be. You had 18,325 vacant address voters. They had no, the address was vacant, and they're not allowed to be counted. That's 18,325. Smaller number, you had 904 who only voted where they had just a PO, a post office box number. And they had a post office box number, and that's not allowed. We had at least 18,000, that's on tape, we had them counted very painstakingly, 18,000 voters having to do with Ruby Freeman. That's she's a vote scammer, a professional vote scammer and hustler, Ruby Freeman. That was the tape that's been shown all over the world that makes everybody look bad, you, me, and everybody else, where they got... number one, they said very clearly, and it's been reported that they said there was a major water main break. Everybody fled the area, and then they came back. Ruby Freeman, her daughter, and a few people. There were no Republican poll watchers. Actually, there were no Democrat poll watchers. I guess they were them, but there were no Democrats either, and there was no law enforcement. Early in the morning, they went to the table with the black robe, the black shield, and they pulled out the votes. Those votes were put there a number of hours before the table was put there. I think it was, Brad, you would know, it was probably 8 hours or 7 hours before, and then it was stuffed with votes. They weren't in an official voter box. They were in what looked to be suitcases or trunks, suitcases, but they weren't in voter boxes. The minimum number it could be, because we watched it and they watched it certified in slow motion, instant replay, if you can believe it, but they had slow motion and it was magnified many times over. And the minimum it was 18,000 ballots, all for Biden. You had out-of-state voters. They voted in Georgia, but they were from out-of-state, of 4,925. You had absentee ballot sent to vacant. They were absentee ballots sent to vacant addresses. They had nothing on them about addresses. That's 2,326. And you had drop boxes, which is very bad. You had drop boxes that were picked up. We have photographs and we have affidavits from many people. I don't know if you saw the hearings, but you have drop boxes where the box was picked up and not delivered for 3 days. So all sorts of things could have happened to that box, including, you know, putting in the votes that you wanted. So there are many infractions, and the bottom line is many, many times the 11,779 margin that they said we lost by.
All right, so there is the president, and all of it's true. My God, that footage of the Freemans is talk about hand in the cookie jar. Talk about Sylvester the Queenbird in his mouth.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Bandoff Video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the 11-month saga that has been COVID-19, this is hands down the biggest news to ever come out concerning it. This is 100% absolute pure proof that COVID-19 is a giant overblown hoax and a fraud, and that it's not even as dangerous as the common flu or pneumonia, and that they are adding all the regular deaths of flu and pneumonia and gunshot wounds over into it. Now, that's been out in the news, and that's been admitted to, and they've admitted the PCR test is 96% false positive. That's all come out. That's all been admitted to. But they take famous people that die at 87 with lung cancer and say it's COVID. They take people that die in motorcycle accidents and say that they've died of COVID. It's incredible. But here's the new information. Here's the bombshell. If you remember back in September, John Hopkins looked at several studies and put out a big article dealing with the fact that year to date, 2020, from January 1st to mid-September, it was roughly the same amount of deaths that had been reported through the CDC and their numbers that are very accurate. Death numbers are some of the best statistics we've got. Birth numbers are excellent as well. And that it showed roughly the same number. Well, Snopes and everybody got really upset. They said, well, it's not the rest of the year, and maybe statistics are lagging behind. So they withdrew the article about the study. Didn't say it was false, just withdrew it. Just like all those big scientific research institutes in India and Australia scanned the virus in February of last year and said, oh my God, it's got HIV delivery system in it. And that's why people that take the vaccine now test positive for HIV, because the COVID has been engineered. And I'll explain that in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, now on the CDC website, they say they have up-to-date numbers 4 days after the year. They just updated this morning, and we have the official death tolls for this year. Now get ready for this. There were roughly 61,000, I'm going to show you the numbers, more deaths in the United States in 2020 than there were in 2019. We'll show you in a moment. But when you take out the roughly doubling of suicides, it's the same number. And when you remove the massive increase in drug overdose deaths, it's under about 40,000. We've hired a statistician that's worked for us before, degreed, prestigious, works for big insurance companies. We hired him, and he'll have all this done and crunched in a big report by Friday that'll be at InfoWars.com. So we're paying good money for this. You don't have to believe Alex Jones. You can go to the CDC's own website and see this for yourself. Did you hear me? 61,000 more deaths last year than the year before. Now, remember, you were told it was going to be 2.5 million dead, then 2.3 million, then 2.2, then 2 million. And it was all the projections by Bill Gates' projection groups that he funded. It was the end of the world. None of that was true. But now you see the headlines, oh, COVID was worse than we thought. Oh, society will never reopen. China's open for business, but we're not. This is an economic weapon, a consolidation weapon, and everybody that's got half a brain knows it. So let's go ahead now, and let's go ahead and get right into this. Overhead shot, please. Now, there's the old John Hopkins information from September, directly from the CDC, and they said, oh, again, we should wait till the new year. Okay, well, we did. So here's this boil down. Deaths in U.S. by year, with links to the CDC, and we will show you the links in a moment. What is the percentage death? 878. Compared to the year before, 870. Exactly as I told you, the drug overdoses and the increased suicide. Instead of 870, it's 878 is deaths per 100,000. And you can go in and just take out the half of the suicide and the increase in the overdosing, and it's 40 something thousand lower. Wow. Wow. So you take out the real increases we've seen. Oh, and I didn't count the increase in homicide. That's thousands more. Oh, I forgot that. Homicide exploded last year, too. Look that up. Oh, I forgot that. So as we look at this, but let's leave it all in. Total 61,000 more died. Let's leave in the overdoses. Let's leave in the suicides that massively increased. And you're at 61,000. So let's go ahead and roll this out. Deaths in the U.S. by year, 2020, 2,902,664. Previous year, 2,855,000. Now, you're probably saying, well, wait, that's 50-something thousand, not 60,000 more. This is from 3 days ago. I have the new numbers. I'll show you in a moment. But this is a good breakdown right here. So 60,000, 61,000. So look at that for yourself long and hard from the CDC. And don't just believe us. We're doing a whole article on this with the links to it. Everything will go with this video. Here is, again, the numbers from 2018 and 19. And you can see from the CDC's website, it matches the number that we have here on our graph. Just showing you from the CDC's own website, there were 2,854,800 and something deaths here. Then there were 2,839,000 the year before. But it all basically is roughly the same. This year comes along and we've got 50-something thousand more, but that was as of January 1st. So they hadn't got all the numbers in. Now they have, and let's give you the numbers. Total deaths, 303,832, 286,866, and it just goes all over these numbers. And let's go ahead and turn the mic on if Rob Dew can join us in there and go over some of this information. Because you've got all deaths involved in COVID-19, they say, are 300,000. But then you've got the so-called number of deaths here at 2,913,000. But, again, this shows that we have about the same amount this year or in 2020 as we had in the previous year. How bombshell is this for you, Rob?
It's huge. And what it shows is that the death rate pretty much increases the same each year. It's gone from 0.8 to 0.9, and it's been the same since 2010, the last 10 years. You can see it. So it's like we have a pandemic every year. But people, you need to also remember the population increases. Look at the population numbers. 309 million in 2010. Now, 2020, we're at 330 million, if you look at the bottom of the population graph. So it's basically increasing the same. Now, the one thing I think you're going to see more is you're going to see more suicides and more homicides from this year or this past year, 2020, than you are in 2019 and 2018. And that's going to have a big effect on the numbers. But then also, because of the lockdown, a lot of people weren't even going out. So you're also going to see they were drinking and taking drugs. So you're going to see a big increase in overdoses. So I think those three factors are going to push the actual deaths that weren't caused by suicides, homicides, and overdoses. I think you're going to see, when you take those numbers out, you're going to see a lower death rate than what you saw in 2019.
That's right. And to be clear, we've hired a statistician whose degree works for a major company several times in the past, four or five times. He's doing it now. He was telling us what to look at. We're just with laymen looking at this. Friday, we're going to have the full report with all deaths, not removing increased homicides, increased drug overdoses, increased suicides. We'll just have it side by side, but it's basically the numbers I just showed you versus keeping those numbers in there. It's just unbelievable. So here's the bottom line. It's all a giant hoax. The same amount of people roughly died last year that died the year before, showing COVID-19 is not what they're saying it is. It is a giant fraud. And as Rob was pointing out, the population's growing, so you expect to see more people dying as well. But still, that didn't actually happen last year. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. Some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw.
So, if you just joined us,
I wrote a letter to my uncle.
I laid out some of the most incredible information ever. It was huge back in September when John Hopkins did a story about multiple studies. Just going year to date, 2020, January 1st to September 15th, roughly the same amount of deaths. And they made the same point in there, that if you take out increased suicide and increased drug overdose, it's massively increased. It looks like there's less deaths. They went, oh, well, the year isn't over, you know. You shouldn't do that. We're going to attack you in the media. Okay, we won't report it anymore. And now here we are 3 months later, 3.5 months later, and it's exactly what John Hopkins and the studies said. And see, that pisses him off because the number one funder of John Hopkins is Bill Gates. All his money's tax exempt. And John Hopkins advises the UN on global vaccines, on pandemic response. So that one group, John Hopkins, is the group that runs it all. I love how Communist China came out on Friday and said, actually, the virus came from Italy. And the virus came from America. Remember when the governor of New York would say that? It's the American virus. It's the Trump virus. So you asked them, well, if it's not that deadly, what's the point? Well, it's a chimera that they can bring out new versions of that are manufactured to scare everybody and have new vaccines you constantly take. And now, as I predicted 11 months ago, oh, there's all these new mutations. Oh, and they're much more deadly. Whether that's true or not, probably not. So you got to get new shots all the time and be updated on your phone, just getting you used to being this guinea pig. And then all the trillions, saw a big article by Zero Hedge estimating that if people start taking five vaccines a year, like Bill Gates said, and notice Bill Gates said all this 11 months ago, he goes, oh, we'll never reopen. Oh, wearing a mask will be like wearing a seatbelt. You're just going to get used to it. And yeah, small businesses will never reopen. He said that in the fine print. Then you, on national TV, it's like, oh, just another 6 months. Oh, another year. Now Gates is like, oh, 2022, 2023. He said, oh, you have to take five shots a year. And, oh, they're like, oh, sorry. Now it actually never does protect you. You just got to pay us for it, and we're just going to keep giving it to you. But you can't fly if you don't do it. So let's play the head of the vaccine program. She's the head of the UN vaccine program. She's the same lady in December that had a two-day conference saying, our doctors don't believe in vaccines. They're hurting people. They're not tested. Our front line's wobbly. We've got to stop this. And then COVID comes out. You see, to cover up the past crimes, to move us on to the next issue. So here's the world chief scientist, WHO chief scientist, Dr. Soumya Swathathian, says no evidence the vaccines will prevent people from getting infected. And that's what Pfizer and Moderna and all of them said months ago. It's all in the fine print. And then scientists that are virologists and epidemiologists and geneticists go and they look at it and they go, this doesn't look like something for a virus. This is something that attacks the protein in a woman's uterus. Well, you think Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate the earth and use vaccines to sterilize us in speeches? Just does all this because he just wants to randomly put something in you? They're like, oh, this shot ain't going to help you. You got to take a lot of them because every time you take the shot, it causes a bigger autoimmune response. until you can't be in contact with any cold virus, which are the most common viruses. They're everywhere. And then they'll manage it in the media when no one has an immune system to the cold and it's killing people Spanish flu style. Wow. Man, we've got their number now. And I told you the story. I was in a mediation at a big law firm a few months ago. And I ran into an individual sort of telling me stuff. Hey, I'm a scientist. This is what's going on. And after he left, the lawyers come in. They go, don't tell anyone you talk to him. He's very eccentric. You don't know who that is. He's a multimillionaire. He owns a major company. And we represent him. And he's our friend. Don't. And I said, well, I may tell the story of what he said. Just don't say his name. I'm in a mediation 2 weeks ago with my ex-wife. We're at a law firm in North Austin. My lawyers at another law firm, my lawyers had met with him again. And I've got the best lawyers in the state when it comes to divorce stuff and custody battles and all that. They're well known. I mean, my guy, Will Hyde's name is, on the state book. I mean, the family law book. He's like, well, just don't say the name of the guy. But yeah, he grabbed him by the arm. And he said, don't you take that mRNA vaccine. It's super dangerous, and it'll cause all sorts of autoimmune responses. And it's when you take it the second time that people are going to really get sick. And he goes, Fauci's an idiot and a fraud. So is Gates. I know them both. My God, this is insane. They're going to give our whole industry a bad name, on and on and on. He goes, I don't know why they're doing something this reckless. And that's when it clicked for me. Anybody's going to be able to use messenger RNA. And they've got it that creates antibodies that kills colon cancer, lung cancer, brain cancer. And that's what this guy does. Anybody can figure this out. He's got the patents. It's been bought. It works. I'm not saying do it. I'm not saying it's not dangerous. But why would they put something out where mRNA sterilizes you, makes you sick? Because it creates a protein that's so common in the body. It's like, instead of like throwing darts at the bullseye, it's like blowing the whole wall out. Why would you do that to an industry that's got the keys to the fountain of youth? And that's why this guy's pissed off, because they've got antibodies for colon cancer, you name it. I looked it up. They knew that they're like 100%. But see, they're not going to let you have that. Instead, you get a shot that makes your body have an autoimmune response to a super common protein in your body. How? Because, again, viruses are fast growing, fast replicating. And I'm getting this from the scientist. I'm not the scientist. But it's not just what this guy told me or what the lawyers told me. I already knew all that. That's what Wolfgang Woodard says. That's what the former Pfizer chief scientist says in the lawsuit they filed December 1st. Wow. So that's the level we've reached in all of this. In that the top genetic engineers, whose business is this, say, this is really bad. It'd be like if you were a filtered water salesman and you're selling good filtered clean water, and the guy down the street is selling filtered water that has cholera in it. You'd say, why are you putting cholera in the water? Because they're going to cause a global crisis with this and have the UN then come in and control mRNA and gene therapy. That's what this is. They're going to scare everybody away from it so they can control it as a disruptive technology and not release it. There's a lot of angles to this. These people are jerks, man. They are. They are absolute pieces of filth. And by the way, you just saw how Gates wants to control the weather. I told you that 15 years ago. He was in documents that were very secretive 15 years ago. Now it's all public that he is already in control of the damn weather. He inherited the whole robber baron complex, folks. All the secret Nazi money, everything. He's Red Skull.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
To the town of Albury rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with the big
guy. Ladies and gentlemen, something so huge has happened. The biggest thing yet in this whole COVID nightmare. The CDC released its official death numbers for the year 2020. and it is almost exactly the same as the year before, just like every previous year tracks exactly the same. I'm about to lay those numbers out for you. That proves that this is a giant, overblown hoax used to shut down the economy, consolidate control, and put out the 80 million mail-in ballots to steal the election from the American people. It's so incredible. We have it from the CDC's own website, and we're going to be laying it out right now. Now, again, we're live on air. And I'll just let the listeners in on what I just did. That's an intro for segment two and segment three, so we can get that out and go viral. Now, we're still live. We'll go back to Lee Stranahan. But I need to do an intro to that piece. So huge, it's just incredible. I mean, wow, when John Hopkins said that back in September and the media said, well, the rest of the year isn't here yet, wait. Well, here it is. They don't want this fact out. This is coffin nails to their giant hoax. And the lockdown that Bill Gates says is never going to end until we expose that he ran the Wuhan lab, until he exposes operations and bring him to justice. Now, with some other good news, but it's kind of got a sick, twisted lining to it. We're joined by investigative journalist Lee Stranahan. Just in, Mexico offers political asylum to Assange. That's directly from the president of Mexico, who I, despite the fact he's a socialist, I really like him. Breaking, British judge rules Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. to face 18 counts of espionage, saying he's already been tortured by years of solitary confinement, and they believe that he would commit suicide. Well, the man is like the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg. He's a hero. He was the darling of the New York Times, the Washington Post, when he was exposing George W. Bush's lies about WMDs. But when he started exposing Hillary Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and the pedophilia, well, he's got to pay for that, so no one else ever dares challenge them. So joining us is Lee Stranahan. He's followed the case very, very closely. Cassandra Fairbanks was traveling, couldn't come on. She recommended Lee Stranahan. We've got Lee here with us. Lee, great to have you back. Silver lining to an overall horrible mess. If Trump doesn't give him a pardon, then shame on President Trump. He said, I don't care who's got it. Julian Assange, the Russians. It's not about who's got it. It's about their illegal. It's about Hillary's emails. Don't change the subject. He said, release it. So Trump better pardon him. This is really one of my main sticking points with Trump. Lee, what do you think?
No, I agree completely, Alex. I would like to see Donald Trump do it. But let's face it. First off, by the way, Happy New Year, Alex. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
And this is great news. I got to say, if you were watching this morning, I was watching this live. I was watching people, and the judge's ruling, I was very depressed because everything the judge was saying, he said, the U.S. will do a fair trial. I don't agree. Just on and on. And this went on for about 15 minutes, and I got so depressed that I decided to go out and just get a cup of coffee or something. When I came back, the judge had ruled the way we know the judge has ruled now, which is that this is that pending an appeal, Julian Assange will be free. And we're going to be back in court on Wednesday. So this is fantastic news. And I'll tell you, Alex, for people who have been fighting this fight for a long time, this is such a morale booster, especially given the fact, look, Donald Trump, Roger Stone did nothing wrong. We know that. That pardon, great news. The pardon of Paul Manafort, a big deal, in my opinion, because Manafort knows a lot about the Ukraine story, and that's why they've kept him silent. But I was disappointed, like you were, that we haven't heard anything on Assange yet. And I think this may give Trump an opening, since it can't all be placed on him. The DOJ.
That was my
next
question. Is that not the judge giving Trump his opening?
I hope so. I don't think that was the judge's goal. But I'll tell you, the DOJ, I know you've seen this, Alex. The DOJ is already announcing their disappointment with this. And people like Pompeo, and unfortunately people like Rick Grenell, the former DNI. And I like a lot of things Grenell says, but unfortunately on this one, he's an Assange hater. And so that's bad news. But I think today is a day for real celebration and to try to get some control of this narrative. Millions of people who haven't been paying any attention to the Assange story are going to hear good news today. And we need to ride that momentum a little bit and keep that momentum of good news going this week.
Let's talk about why any journalist on the planet, whether they be conservative, liberal, gay, straight, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, agnostic, it doesn't matter, what Assange did was classic journalism. He should be celebrated, not put in prison. I mean, this is so dangerous for everyone. Where is all the journalistic world not defending this man? That to me is the big story here. This is very dangerous.
I agree with you. And also, I'll tell you, Alex, when this came through, I actually thought of you, because I don't want to make you feel weird, but a year or so ago, you were in the studio in D.C. and did an interview with you, and you struck me. I brought up Assange, and Alex, you were so humble about it, and you said at the time, you said, I'm going through a lot of stuff, and everyone knows you are. You said, but Assange, that guy's a hero. I don't know if you remember that.
I do. No, he is a hero.
It really stuck with me, Alex, and it says a lot about your character that you stayed in the story. And you're exactly right. The people who defend Assange, I'm George Galloway, a friend of mine, former MP. He's a hero in the Iraq War, but George is a socialist, right? Period. That's who he is. I'm not.
He's an amazing speaker, yeah.
But he's an amazing speaker. And the people who are with Assange on this, today is really a day. This is the real meaning of intellectual diversity.
But where are the old-fashioned socialists that I disagree with their policies, but they still stood for freedom of speech? Like, the Mexican president's for that. Galloway's for that. Assange is there. He's a liberal. Where are all the real liberals that we used to admire?
Well, they've been bought out. That's where the Soros money comes in. I've been convinced for a long time. The reason Soros funds the left in the U.S., which he doesn't do internationally, by the way. In Ukraine, he funds literal Nazis. That's who he funds. But here he funds the left. Why does he fund them? Because if he funds the ACLU, if he funds the NAACP, all of these groups, People for the American Way, guess what? When it comes to issues that he really cares about, he's an establishment shill. He is pushing the war machine. He's pushing the military-industrial complex. So he can control them and say, hey, you know what? NAACP, if you want your money, you know, be quiet about the war machine. Don't say anything about the military-industrial complex. The squad, that AOC and Ilhan Omar, they are the biggest cowards. They didn't just vote for Pelosi. They have voted for every war that comes down the pike. And it is so
exactly, but because they're women with burqas on their head, they can be for all the wars, they can be for all the surveillance, they can be for arresting journalists. It's disgusting.
It's completely disgusting, and it shows that we really have no balance. That's why people like, I'll mention two have been heroic on this, Rand Paul on the right and Tulsi Gabbard on the left. They have both spoken up. They have both said what's happening to Assange is wrong, and God bless both of them. So there is some sanity left, but that's two out of what? 635, you know, 535. And it's very, very, very disturbing to people like me.
Yeah, this is true authoritarianism, just like all the big tech censorship. This has happened because we've given up on basic American values, and now we're going to reap hell on earth. All right, Lee Stranahan, stay right there with your new show you're doing, The Backstory. We'll be right back with you on the other side to talk about what's coming next for Assange, what's coming next with Trump, the election, and so much more. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Printed ballots, looked at them, all for Joe Biden. And he testified to this in front of the legislature. Well, now they've tracked it back. A printer in Michigan printed tens of thousands of excess Pennsylvania ballots, which were shipped to New York and fraudulently filled out before being delivered to Pennsylvania. GatewayPundit.com, post the whole article right now. Get Joe Hoft on, get Jim Hoft on. I don't care. They're not going to care. I want this promoted. Post this to Infowars.com right now. God Almighty. I mean, we just, and they go, there's no evidence, there's no evidence, there's no evidence, there's no evidence the Atlantic Ocean exists. There's no evidence the Pacific Ocean exists. There's no evidence Alex Jones exists. There's no evidence Lee Stranahan exists. There's no evidence that the First Amendment exists. There's no evidence, and then they're giving prayers where they say, Amen, woman, and they pass house rules where you can't say mother or father. This is a cult of lunatics
the God who created
that want you to suspend reality. And want you to suspend common sense. Here's an example. I've seen the Austin American Statesman and the Washington Post everywhere. Oh, Alex Jones is going to get sick and die of COVID. Look at him while he's at all these rallies across the country shaking thousands of hands, and he's going to die. Do you think if there was really something out there that had a 5% chance of killing you, I'd be out there? No. I knew day one the real study showed a 99.999% chance. No. I knew they were flipping all the regular deaths from flu and cold over to it. Let me tell you something. I wear a seatbelt. Let me tell you something. When I go rock climbing, I used to, I use a harness and I don't free climb. I want to take care of my life. When I go out hunting, I wear a red cap or an orange cap and an orange suit. I put my blinkers on when I turn. I follow back 10 cars back at least. You know, I'm into basic safety. It's a fraud, folks. Oh, you're going to die. And now they admit CDC's own numbers. Roughly the same amount died last year, died the year before. So bombshell, so huge. That's another subject, Lee. We should have you on about that soon. But getting back to the election, back to Trump, back to the gaslighting going on, there's not evidence of fraud. You're a smart investigative journalist. You've written for Breitbart. You've written for the Huffington Post. You've written for everybody. What do you think is really going on with this election? What do you think is about to unfold on the 6th?
Well, I have no idea what's going to unfold. It seems like Trump may have something up his sleeve. I don't know what that is. But let me tell you something. I haven't heard enough people really talk about this. Let's leave the election fraud aside for just a second. Let's put it over here and just forget about that. Joe Biden is not a legitimate president for one reason, and you can put aside the election fraud. Just the fact that the big tech companies and the major media, Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes, CNN, buried a story in a way that you and I have never seen in our lifetime, Alex. You've never seen the tech companies come out and literally censor a story. I was talking to a friend of mine in private message on Facebook, private message, and I was trying to show them one of the Hunter Biden videos, you know, the dirty ones. And I said, have you seen this? And I sent a link to that site. And then a half hour later, I got no reaction. I thought maybe I'd offended my friend. Turned out, Alex, in private chat, they were censoring the link. Not just publicly, but Facebook was censoring it privately as well. Now, just think about that. Just on the basis of the fraud done by the media, by, again, 60 Minutes, CNN, just by the censorship of a true story, and by the fact, let's not forget, that 50 intelligence officials came out and said it was Russian disinformation, something that clearly wasn't true. It's obviously a true story now. No one actually denies it, including Biden. Just on the basis of that, Joe Biden can't possibly say that he won the presidency legitimately.
That's right. And they want us just to move on and forget that he's on tape going, I met with the head of Chinese intelligence. He controls me and my dad's under criminal investigation with me in the Southern District. I mean, it's all real. He never thought he'd be president. He has sold out every angle of this country he could. My God, this man is a $1 whore.
Well, I think you're overpaying there, by the way, Alex, but you know,
I'm just saying he's literally like a vending machine. I mean, he will sell out his own grandmother for a stick of bubblegum.
Well, I'll tell you what else, too. You know, a lot of people talk about the Hunter Biden Ukraine story. As you know, I've been coming on InfoWars for about 4 years now and talking about Ukraine and Russia. I mean, Russiagate, the connection of Ukraine to Russiagate. Alex, when no one else would have me on, you would have me on to talk about this, and you know this goes back 4 years.
Yeah, before it was bad news, Chalupa, and all of them, and now it's all Biden. Everything they did to Trump was total projection. You just play in reverse what they say, and it puts it into real time and actually plays it forward. So anything they said about Trump, Russian mayors, Moscow mayors, Chinese, Ukraine, Burisma, all of it, whatever they say, it's what they did.
Well, if I'll put it like this, Alex, if they're going to force Joe Biden down our throat, here's what they're going to get back. I am starting a series of investigative reports going in to the 30-plus year history Joe Biden has with the Ukrainian community that is exactly behind Russiagate. It's a series of pieces called Bandera and Biden. I'm going to start rolling it out in the next couple of days on my site, populist.tv. If you want it, I'll give it to you at InfoWars. You can write it
please.
As well.
I was wondering the best place to plug, is I know you started a new show. You're obviously at Stranahan, at Stranahan on Twitter. But yeah, tell people about your new website.
Well, we have Populist TV. It's been a rough year for me personally and, of course, with all the other craziness going on. But we're getting back into the investigative journalism. I have a new show
called... Good-looking website. Yeah, great work.
The Backstory. And I mean it, Alex. You know this. I don't care about credit or... I want the story out there. And so I will, you know, if you guys find it to your standards... I will give you this series that you guys can run on InfoWars.
Sure,
well.
Just tell us when it comes out and make sure you get in touch with us. We'll run it, brother. We know your stuff's been trailblazing. So a lot of stuff over the horizon. Let's just say Biden gets in, let's be honest, it's a long shot now. We're going to protest to show we don't accept the fraud. We start the occupation of D.C. We start the movement to defeat the globalists. This is, Trump was a Hail Mary that actually landed. He took us way ahead in our fight. Even them removing him, it's just all part of the war. People need to not think. In 1 year increments, but in decade, 50-year increments, this is we're running the tables against the globalists right now. But what do you expect to happen with this monster Biden? I think he's going to put his foot in our throat. I think they're going to try to really crack down and break the country once and for all. I think we're in for hell on earth.
Well, here's a short way I can put it, Alex. Every good thing Trump did will be reversed.
Exactly.
And every not so good thing Trump did, for instance, I wish Trump had been allowed to pull troops out, as I know you do too. Places like Afghanistan, we shouldn't be over there. Over 20 years.
Again, ridiculous. Why wasn't he allowed? Because the deep state is in command. They just had seven former defense secretaries come out and repudiate Trump. I mean, this is just, people should be worshiping Trump if they're actually liberal. I mean, my God, the whole military-industrial complex hates Trump like a vampire hates the cross.
No, that's exactly right. And so everything that Trump wasn't able to accomplish, Biden's going to keep going, and he's going to, for instance, I wish we pulled out of Syria. We don't have any business in Syria. I went to Lebanon in 2013. I covered that story early. I know what's going on over there. The U.S. has been supporting, since Obama, al-Qaeda. That's who the U.S. is supporting. Unfortunately, that's continued, because you've had people in there, I don't like to overuse the word traitor, but Mad Dog Mattis and all of those guys.
Now, Mattis is a totally Machiavellian little homo.
Yeah, well, okay. But,
nothing against the fact that he's gay. It's like Tim Cook's gay. That's okay. Hetero, homo, whatever. The point is Tim Cook can't run death camps just because he's gay. And Mattis can't run al-Qaeda just because he's gay.
No, right. Yeah, the whole thing is very, very – I'm not going to ask or tell, Alex. But the whole thing is frightening, and Biden's going to continue it. But as I say, I have – the deal on Biden. This goes back 30 years. And when you see the connection, the clear connection of the CIA, I'll give people one little hint. Just look up CIA Lebed, L-E-B-E-D, McCullough Lebed, Uncle Louie, and you'll start to
stay there. Do 5 more minutes on Biden with us. Briefly, I'm not going to be here anymore, folks. We got a fun things I forgot to plug. Supercharge 2021 New Year specials up to 60% off top selling products, 50% off Real Vitality back in stock, 50% off Survival Zone X2 back in stock, 50% off Alpha Power back in stock, 50% off Chill Force back in stock, 50% off Lung Cleanse, amazing, 50% off Survival Shield X3, 50% off Pure Turmeric Extract. That is, you like body, check out our liquid Pure Turmeric Extract as well. It is excellent. Pure Turmeric Extract, InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force, and more. And the new Activated Charcoal Toothpaste back in stock. We'll be right back. Hour number 3.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.